From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's the 914th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight Roy Acuff and all his Smoky Mountain Boys.
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Oh, you can roll to show it. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
Honey, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? Soon as I land with a banjo in my hand, honey, where you been so long?
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Oh, you can roll to show if you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
My home's in sunny Tennessee. My home's in sunny Tennessee. Down in sunny Tennessee, that's where I long to be. Back home in sunny Tennessee.
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Boy, you can roll so slow if you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
All right, thank you, friends. Well, we always, it's a real pleasure to have so many of you come to visit us at the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, tell the folks who's stopping off tonight.
Having a visit from lots of Grand Ole Opry favorites, Roy. There's Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, the Jug Band, Bashful Brother Oswald, all the Smoky Mountain Boys, and the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And if that's not enough, we'll tell you that we invited over one of the fine young fellows who's a part of the Grand Ole Opry, a fast-rising country music star. Of course, I'm talking about our guest star tonight, Justin Tubb. Hey! Well, we'll get back to picking and singing soon, but first, we got to have a visit from a very, very, very special friend of ours from Hohenwald, Tennessee, none other but Rod Brasfield.
How are you, Mr. Acuff?
Fine, Rod.
Good
fine.
To see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Roy, you ought to see my new gal. Boy, I got me a new gal that won't quit.
New one, huh?
Yeah, just sort of making my gal Susie jealous, you know.
Oh, you ought to do that.
Well, now, she ain't exactly my new gal. She's just one of my old gals painted over.
I know what you mean.
She's done went to the beauty parlor and sort of redone herself up there.
They'll do that.
Yeah, she even wears glasses now.
Wears glasses?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, I like them. They look nice on her. I like them.
Wonderful.
In fact, I like to go around with girls that wears glasses.
Is that right?
Yeah, because you can breathe on them wear glasses and they get all fogged over and she can't see what you're doing.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and by that, even if she did, she wouldn't know who it was. Roy, you ought to have been down in Hornwall this past week with me and Uncle Sipe. Now, me and that old booger had a time.
I know you did.
Yeah, we went to a big wedding. A big wedding.
Wedding?
Yeah, old man Silas Corn married Winnie Wheat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Silas Corn married Winnie Wheat, and as they was marching down the aisle, the organ was playing, "Oh, What Shall the Harvest Be?"
Oh, no.
I had a time with that old man the other day. Poor old thing, he's getting so deep he can't hear nothing.
Hard to hear.
Oh, he couldn't hear it thunder in a tater house. I'm telling you the truth. Poor old thing is just plumb deaf by now. Well, sir, the police made a mistake and picked him up the other night for stealing.
Really?
Yeah, somebody had stole something from somebody and they thought it was Uncle Sipe and picked him up.
Well,
took
no.
him and put him in jail.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and took him up before the judge, see? Mm-hmm. And poor old thing couldn't hear nothing. The judge looked all through his big old book there and turned around to me and said, "Well, I'm sorry, Rod, but by Ned, I'm going to have to turn Sipe loose."
Turn him loose?
Yeah. I says, "Why? How come? Why? He says, well, it says right here in my law book, you cannot convict a man without a hearing. Well, sir, I got to
never
know that
before.
I'm going to Dunbar Cave, just sure the world.
Come on, let's go.
It's been nice visiting with y'all, Mr. Roy, but before I go, would it be all right if I recited a little piece of poetry?
I know that everyone here and everyone listening in would enjoy it, Ron.
Well, I'll just do that. Is my hair parted?
Yes, very nice. You're looking nice tonight.
All right, I'll just
recite. With your new girlfriend looking on, I want you to do it.
A little piece of poetry. Once there was a man named Morning who refused to heed any warning. He drove on the track without looking back, and they're mourning this morning for mourning.
Hey! That horn wall flash. Now, what do you say that we have a real warm Grand Ole Opry welcome for a fine young fellow? Here is Justin Tubbs. Hey! Thank you a lot. Justin, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, boy.
Thank you, Mr. Roy.
You know, they tell me you're keeping pretty busy these days. Stick around, I'll get you a spot.
All right. I sure am, Roy, but I did want to kind of take a little time out to drop down and be with all the folks on the Prince Albert Show.
That's fine. Are you going to sing us one of those fine Decca recordings that you have?
Got one already called I'm a Big Boy Now.
And you are. Let's go.
Well, I used to go to pieces every time you'd leave. My friends would try to tell me things I wouldn't believe. 'Cause I was just a kid enough to think that you could do no wrong. But I've grown up a lot, and baby, now I see that all you were doing was playing with me. It hurt to learn the lesson, but I know I'll remember it long. 'Cause I'm a big boy now. I'm learning how to take it. I'm a big boy now. I think I'm gonna make it. I've done a lot of yearning, but I've done a lot of learning, and baby, I'm a big boy now. Then you'd see somebody and away you'd go. All the time of telling me that you were just trying to be sure. So like a little baby, I'd sit down and cry and tell you that I had to have your love or die. I never should have done it 'cause you only went and hurt me more. But I'm a big boy now. I'm learning how to take it. I'm a big boy now. I think I'm gonna make it. I've done a lot of yearning, but I've done a lot of learning, and baby, I'm a big boy now. So now your little love affairs have all been shot. And you're a wantin' lovin', and I'm all you've got. You're coming back a-telling me all the things you're sorry for. But I think all of this is just a good excuse to cover up the fact that he's done turned you loose. And now to really tell the truth, I don't think I want you no more. 'Cause I'm a big boy now. Learning how to take it, I'm a big boy now. I think I'm gonna make it. I've done a lot of yearning, but I've done a lot of learning, and baby, I'm a big boy now.
Justin Tubb, mighty fine, Justin. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mr. Roy, can you help me with my dead busted income tax? I'm so all fired confused, I could eat a goat burger with mustard on me.
Rod, I can help you, but first thing you gotta do is to get comfortable.
Well, it'll be hard.
And the best way to get comfortable is with a mild pipe full of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
I'm sitting down already, buddy.
Pack a firm, neat pipe full with crimp cut PA. Light up. And just plain enjoy P.A.'s mild, fresh, natural tobacco taste.
Nature put the flavor in P.A. and keeps it and lifts it even, makes it richer and finer and tastier.
Cool smoking.
Yeah, smooth smoking.
Tasty Prince Albert for your next popful.
And tasty P.A. for your next making cigarette, if that's your choice.
Pop smoker or making man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste and all the freshness of good mild PA. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Well, here's Howdy Forrester going to town on an old one called Liberty, and all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers are going to town with him. Let's go, children. Friends, we would like to get all the boys and girls together around and sing for you one of our fine old hymns. How beautiful heaven must be.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the These truths and God's words He hath given. How beautiful heaven must be.
How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Where heaven of rest
God's light is forever shining. How beautiful heaven must be.
How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We hope that you enjoyed our hymn. And now it looks like we're going from the supreme kind of to the ridiculous, not just the number, but the way the boys handle it. It's the jug band, and they're going to cut down the old pine tree. Boys, you ready? Let's go.
Let's listen to Otto sing.
What did they do with the chips that blew when they cut down that old pine tree? Did they pick them up or just let them lay there on the ground till they rotted away? If anyone knows, won't they please tell me what they did with the chips from the old pine tree?
Well, they cut down the old pine tree and they hauled it away to the mill.
Cut down the old pine tree.
Thank you. Now you fellas get slicked up, because here comes our gal Saturday, the princess of the press, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Proud to be here. Ray, I love to hear you do that. Ray A. Chuff, that's his name.
Well, sir, I tell you, I'm all upset tonight. It's just got to where it ain't safe for a pretty girl to try to get in that back door back there. Now,
well, I'm talking about myself, you idiot.
Well, sir, it just seems like I can't come in here anymore without some fella trying to kiss me. Now, well, that's the truth. Shut up. You know, that's right. A feller had the nerve to stop me, just now when I was coming in, and he said, "I'd like to kiss you." That's what he said to me. I heard him with my own ears. Why, I don't go around kissing every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I'm glad his name was George. Oh, I was fooling about that. You know I didn't kiss him. Not over 5 minutes. Well, sir, I went to the picture show this afternoon. I have the worst time getting in them places. There's a feller stands there and grabs my ticket away from me, Roy. Every time I try to get in there, he won't never let me get in. Grab my ticket and tear it up. And I go back and buy another, and he'll grab that and then tear it up. Go back and buy another. I finally got in the back way. And I was watching at the picture show this afternoon. I was watching the most romantic love scene. And then the husher come along and made me turn around and look at the picture. But you know, I wish y'all would leave me alone. They pick on me, Roy, because I'm little and young and innocent. Grinding Switch. Steve Jones got one of them newfangled oil stoves for Christmas, and that thing blowed up last night. Blowed Steve and his old lady clean out the top of the roof. Oh. First time they'd been out together since they've been married. He ain't like Lim Perkins. He takes his wife with him everywhere he goes. Lim does. Everywhere he goes, he takes his wife with him. I said, "Lim, you're so thoughty. Just take your wife with you everywhere you go." He said, "Yeah. She's so ugly, I'd rather take her with me than to kiss her goodbye." Well, so though, Rodley Brassfield was telling about a wedding. I can tell you one about a wedding. Now, we had a wedding at Grinder Switch this past week, I tell you. We did. Oh, it was a lovely wedding. I love to go to weddings. Oh, I just cry and have the best time. And, This bride, they said the bride looked stunning. Well, the groom just looked stunned. He looked like another clean shirt of doom. I'm telling you, he's sad looking. Looked like he wished he summers out. And I sat there by Uncle Nate Bob, and I said, "Well, now, the groom, he sure is dressed for the occasion. He looked awful nice. Had on a suit, you know, all dressed up. Like Moon Mullican said, had a tie on. Not in it that big, right?" And he just looked so fine. And I says to Uncle Nabob, I says, "Don't he look fine?" And Uncle Nabob says, "Well, yes," yeah, said, "he just proved something I've always said. Clothes don't make the man, but you sure can go a lot of places with them that you can't go without them." Bye now. See you next week.
Thank you, Cousin Minnie. We always enjoy talking to Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Roy, let's get this thing airborne so I can finish my song and get me Prince Albert smoke in the back and OCB paper and roll my own smooth, good-tasting making cigarette.
You like to roll your own with P.A. Oswald?
That's the message, Roy. P.A.'s got natural tobacco taste. It's crimp cut to let you roll a good one. No dribbling out the end, no blowing around, and son, P.A.'s cornered the market on freshness and cool smoking.
Well, we're not on the air just yet, Oswald.
Well, then, good grubs of goose eggs, Roy. I go roll my making cigarette right now. Somebody bring my Prince Albert smoking back of the road.
Wish you pop smokers would reach for Mild PA 2. It's just the thing for pleasant, long-burning, comfortable pop smoking. Making man or pop smoker,
Go for the National Joy Smoke. Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now, how'd you all like to hear from our guest again? Where's Justin Tubb, fellas? Huh? Oh, here he comes. Fine and dandy. Thank you. Justin, we need another good country song. What you got, huh?
We got a little ballad song, Roy, that we hope the folks might like, called The Life I Have to Live.
If you sing it, it'll be a good one.
Each day's dawning just brings memories of the past. Each tomorrow has me praying it's the last. Every second tells me that you won't forgive. That's the life I have to live. Everything I do reminds me that you're gone. Every silence tells me that I'm all alone. Every thought's a prayer that someday you'll forgive. That's the life I have to live. My heart won't let me sleep at night. It still cries for you. My mind is tortured by the thought that you're with someone new. Every night brings teardrops to these eyes of mine. Every dream reminds me that you once were mine. That's the only consolation that they give to this life I have to live. My heart won't let me sleep at night. It still cries for you. My mind is tortured by the thought that you're with someone new. Every night brings teardrops to these eyes of mine. Every dream reminds me that you once were mine. That's the only consolation that they give to this life I have to live.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Justin Tubb. Mighty fine number. But here's a boy that don't sing so pretty, but brother, he's got it. The Casanova of the Cumberlands. Bashful, Brother Osborne.
Well, I can see what they've been waiting for, Roy. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon along the dune. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the darkest, lonely refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine down again. Blue and lonely, lonesome and sad, longing for the Southland and the best time I have had. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon a lonely tune. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the dark is a lonely refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine out again. Steamboat moving down the river. Stop and wait for me. I will help you with your cargo if you ride me free. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the dark is a lonely refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine out again. The old lady, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Well, sir, I can see. I can see where Elton Britt might as well get out of the business if, as far as Yodeler's concerned. Well, sir, let's take a little ride on the Sunshine Special. Shot Jackson, you stake me off. Thank you, Mr. Postman, for the letter you bring. It's from my little darling, and she's coming back again. I'll meet her at the station this morning at 9. Sunshine Special will be right on time. Blow your old whistle, strain every nerve. Open up the throttle and straighten out the curve. Soon I'll see my baby, then happy I will be. Sunshine Special bringing happiness to me. Jimmy! Remember when she left me all so cold. Maybe for love or maybe for gold. But now I know she loves me and longs to be mine. Sunshine Special will be right on time. Howdy! See that engine rolling, she's balling the jack. Her wheels are humming Dixie and her headlights on the track. Watch that engine sway as she's coming down the line. Sunshine Special will be right on time. Blow your whistle, strain every nerve. Open up the throttle and straighten out the curve. Soon I'll see my baby, then happy I will be. Sunshine Special's bringing happiness to me. Thank you very much. Let's listen to Howdy Foster do a little tune here called Fatty on the Turnpike. Well, we sure hope you folks had a good time visiting at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. We hope you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. The man in the driver's seat will be little Jimmy Dickens, and Jimmy's bringing along some fine guests. And believe me, they are fine. Miss Kitty Wells and Johnny and Jack. Till then, this is Roy Acuff saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Come and see us.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Now taste the full rich flavor of Camel's special blend. The finest taste in smoking, on that you can depend. Now Camels are a real smoke, they never let you down. The largest selling brand today of all the kinds around.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. Enjoy the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program is brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.